This is the HopeCast Network. Stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
My name is Brad, and this is your weekly calling. I hope that this week is starting out great for you guys. I want to thank you again for hitting play to listen to this devotional to start your week out. What better way to start your week out than hearing God's word? Thank you again, HopeCast Network, and make sure you give us 5 stars on Spotify and give us 5 stars on Apple. Leave us a review. We love good reviews here at your weekly calling. Now, this week's devotional is titled Waiting on the Promise. There are a few things harder than wanting something that God has promised and waiting longer than feels reasonable. Abraham didn't want something selfish. He wanted what God himself had spoken, a son, a future, a legacy. And yet, year after year passed with nothing changing. If you've ever prayed the same prayer for a long time, Abraham's story is for you. And trust me, listeners, I have prayed and prayed and prayed for things. And it just, God's timing is different than our timing. Genesis 15, 2 through 3 says, "But Abram said, Sovereign Lord, what can you give me since I remain childless?" This is one of the most honest prayers in Scripture. No filters. He's not fronting. He's not pretending. He's just a man bringing his disappointment to the feet of God. God is not offended by honest questions. He invites honest questions. You see, God promised Abraham descendants as numerous as the stars. But time kept moving and Sarah kept getting older. Every birthday was a reminder. Every unanswered prayer stung. Eventually, Abram and Sarah tried to help God out. Hagar, Ishmael, a human solution to a divine promise. And it complicated everything. Waiting can tempt us to rush ahead of God, but shortcuts often create consequences. I remember when my wife and I were trying to get pregnant, and everybody we knew that was having babies or baby showers, it was like a sting. It hurt. So I know that feeling. And God bless us with a great son in Max. But I do know the waiting is hard. You see, Abraham teaches us this hard truth. Waiting tests trust. It's easy to trust God when the promise feels close. It's harder when the clock keeps ticking. But Romans 4, 20 through 21 tells us this, "Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised." Faith isn't pretending the wait doesn't hurt. The wait does hurt. Faith is believing God is still good while it hurts. I read this story about this couple in the 90s. Their names are Tom and Karen, and they desperately wanted children. And you all know a Tom and Karen in your life. After years of infertility, multiple miscarriages, doctors told Tom and Karen, "Hey, it's likely not going to happen." They prayed, they wept, they waited. Finally, they decided to adopt. They adopted one child, then another, and years later, after they had stopped trying, Karen unexpectedly became pregnant. Their story didn't follow their timeline. It followed God's. Tom later said this, and this is what stood out to me. "If we'd had a biological children first, we never would have adopted, and we would have missed the kids God already had waiting for us. Like Abraham, the promise came, but not the way or the timing they expected. So here's the question for today. Where are you tempted to rush God? A relationship? A calling? A breakthrough? Don't trade God's promise for a quick substitute. Trust Him with the timing, even when it's hard. Genesis 21:1 says, "The Lord did for Sarah what He promised." Not early, not late, right on time. God has not forgotten you. He has not changed His mind. If He made the promise, He will keep it. Keep trusting. The promise is still coming. My name is Brad, and that was your weekly calling.